Word of mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. You're listening to sounds from the 2013 Battle of the Nations, an international event held annually since 2009, this year in the medieval walled city of Aigues-Mortes in the south of France. About 500 men from 22 countries competed in what is part historic reenactment and part full-blown contact sport. Wearing full medieval armor and using blunted period weaponry, participants hack, slash, and wrestle opponents to the ground in events ranging from one-on-one to dueling groups of 21 each. Jay Brooks was there. He's executive officer for Team USA in the Armored Combat League, and he came in 10th place in the international one-on-one competition. Sir Jay Brooks, as he's known in the circuit, also lives and works in Nashua, New Hampshire. Jay, thanks so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Virginia.
Well, when did you first become part of armored combat? I mean, it's a pretty specific and interesting sport.
Well, I spotted this in 1981 up at Brown University. I saw some Brown students participating. I went, I want to do that. And being a gamer, I thought that it was a good supplement for what I was doing.
Okay. I look at two people, and they're mostly men at this point, with big swords slashing each other in full armor, and I don't think I really want to do that. What was the appeal for you?
The appeal for me was to fight as a knight did, to experience the things that he did.
So what are the events at a Battle of the Nations? I mean, this is a big international thing. Obviously, you sort of work your way up. You were there just this past weekend. What are some of the events that happen there?
Well, the main part of the event are the martial competitions. There are three specific events that are world competitions. You have your one-on-one, which is, you know, one man versus another man, called triathlon. Mm-hmm. And you fight longsword, sword and buckler, and then sword and shield, back-to-back-to-back, rounds-based, count-based, very similar to boxing. You have five-on-five competition, which is kind of the premier event, and the best five-man teams from each country compete for, once again, the gold medal to see which country has the best five-on-five team. Russia won first place with a five-on-five team, second place with a five-on-five team, third place with a five-on-five team. And then the United States came in fourth.
Mm-hmm. So how long do these rounds last?
Well, the singles rounds last a minute and a half, so you fight steady for a full minute and a half, 1 minute break between rounds.
That's intense. You have to be pretty fit to do that, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Fitness is a priority with us. The way it begins is you fight in a pool, so you have fighters from multiple countries in your pool. Mm-hmm. The one with the best record will advance to the final 16.
So you've brought some fantastic-looking weaponry with you. We've got it laid out here. We have photographs at wordofmouthradio.org if anyone would like to see. But I see here a sort of metal gauntlet, a big axe, a sword, a helmet, a full-on helmet. Now, are these recreated to specifications that were used during the medieval era?
These are made with attention to the historical analogs, so that we're trying to make sure that the armor that we're wearing is armor that would be worn together.
Mm-hmm.
So if you went and you looked at an icon, an effigy, went into a museum, you'd find all these items together with one display.
Mm-hmm.
You are portraying a particular knight.
You're actually called Sir Jay Brooks when you compete.
I am Sir Jay Brooks. In the United States, you're knighted after you've participated in Battle of the Nations and fought for your country.
Huh. So these swords, axes, etc., are blunted, however.
They are blunted. Believe it or not, we have a lot of safety in mind.
This axe is really heavy, actually. That's a lot to be swinging around.
It is, but armor is really good. Because we wear authentic armor, you know, when you hit someone in the head with an axe, their helmet actually takes the impact.
I actually see that you have a lot of scratches on this helmet.
There are some scratches and dents on my helmet. But I was hit with halberds, I was hit with swords, I was hit with axes, and shield punching and kicking and here I am sitting here a couple of days later, and I don't have a wound on me.
Wow. Well, you know, an indignity that the knights of yore did not have to suffer was getting this stuff on a plane. How did you get all this on a plane?
Well, very carefully. You pay some extra baggage fees. I always take my helmet and my gauntlets with me in my carry-on, the mm-hmm. things that are the hardest to replace. Mm-hmm. And our TSA folks are generally pretty happy to see that stuff come through, want to try it on themselves even.
So how important is the whole historic accuracy? I mean, I would imagine, as you said, you were a gamer. Maybe you saw these kind of battles as a gamer. How accurately do they represent how the knights used to fight?
Well, the rule set that we're using for Battle of the Nations is more or less based on two particular medieval rule tournaments. One is the Book of King René, which is a treatise on how to perform a tournament, and Le Jeu de Hache, which is another one.
Mm-hmm.
And we took the rules from both of those, or the originators in Eastern Europe, took the rules from those and basically smushed them together a little bit to create as accurate a medieval tournament as they could in this modern age.
Hmm. Is there a referee? Do you get fouls or, you know, yellow cards?
Absolutely. There are marshals watching things. There are judges watching things. And if you do a rules infraction, very similar to soccer, there's yellow cards and red cards. And if you don't listen to the marshals and you break the rules, you get yellow cards or you get ejected from the tournament.
I imagine people do get hurt, though, as productive as the armor is.
Well, just like any fully physical sport, people can get hurt. The United States is lucky. We didn't have anyone taken off to a hospital or anything. We had a torn ACL, mm-hmm. which, you know, can happen in any sport. You know, some bangs and bruises, but we did very well.
Sir Jay Brooks, are you willing to share your strategy with us? I mean, how do you go into these fights?
Well, for one, I like to be as physically fit as I can. I'm 47 years old, so I have to make sure that I'm in pretty good shape. The folks in Eastern Europe are 25, 26 years old. They're competing. And we Americans, who are able to afford this, tend to be a little older. So, yes, we have to get ourselves in good shape. We have to make sure we have good armor. And we have to train a lot.
Hmm.
I have a training studio down in Nashua that I have folks come and work out. I do regular workouts at a gym and regular daily calisthenics.
And you say the cost, like you showed me the gauntlets earlier. This is $1,000 just to manufacture these gloves.
Yeah, these gauntlets are $1,000 for the gauntlets, about $1,500 for the helmet. This leg armor would probably cost about $800.
And when you have it all on, how much does it weigh?
Well, I'm one of the lucky ones. I have a very light suit of armor, so I wear about 41 pounds worth of armor.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think that would compare to a soldier marching in Afghanistan today?
I believe that I may actually be wearing less gear than he is.
Huh. So you made it very far in this competition, obviously, representing the United States in this international competition, specifically in the one-on-one category. You did really well. So could you break down your matches for us a little, you know, give us a sense of how it felt to be fighting in full armor?
Well, my opening fight was against a French knight. And seeing that we were in France, I thought it was apropos. Very strong, real physical, bit bigger than me. A little bit of wrestling involved, mostly a lot of cutting. I managed to sidestep him, maneuver him to the edge of the list, and push him out, which got me some extra points. Hit him a lot when it was over. You know, we congratulate each other, and it's all in good spirits.
Mm. Well, obviously you don't, you know, puncture someone's heart afterwards. What is considered winning when someone falls or dead?
Well, it's based on points, like boxing. Uh-huh. So we don't do any thrusting, so there's no stabbing. So puncturing the heart is...
doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen, thankfully. But every time you strike an opponent with a solid blow, the judges will count it. And just like any martial arts tournament. And if you have the one with the most hits, you know, wins.
We're talking with Jay Brooks. He's executive officer for the Armored Combat League and Team USA. He competed last weekend in the Battle of the Nations. So obviously, there are a lot of popular culture tie-ins. We have our images and impressions. Everybody knows the lines from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And now Game of Thrones, I think, has kind of thrust this, if not exactly historically accurate, but this era back into our consciousness. Are you guys willing to joke around about this stuff?
Oh, we joke around about that
you
stuff
do,
all
you,
the time.
You taunt each other a second time and that kind
of
thing?
We did quite a bit of the French knight stuff from Monty Python while we were in Aigues-Mortes.
You don't frighten us, English pig dogs! Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person! You and all your silly English kniggets!
So when you watch films now, like, let's say, Braveheart or Gladiator now, do you look at them differently? Do you watch the fights in a different way?
I have always watched those fights in a different light. And some of the movies we look at and go, they have great choreography. Mm-hmm. And some of them we look at and go, well, that wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm. You're a professional. You have a day job, right? How do you kind of get your head on for this kind of thing?
It's kind of you got to switch it on, switch it off. Luckily, I've been doing this a long time. So, you know, when it's time for work, it's time for work. And then when it's time for play, it's time for play. I take this very seriously. So once I leave the office and I go to the hall to train, you know, it's all about training.
And I would ask you about how your family feels about this, but now I know that your son is also really full on.
Yes. Well, I met my wife at a medieval tournament in Buffalo, New York in 1985. And we've been together since. And then my son grew up around this medievalism, full contact fighting here in the United States, you know, the way we do our reenactment. And then when we found this, I got involved with this last year. And then my son said, hey, I want to do that too.
You've only been doing this a year.
Yeah, this particular sport, yes.
So does your wife play the part too? Does she stand at the sidelines with a, you know, a rose clutched to her?
My wife is fully supportive of this. She actually runs one of our fan sites, so ACL Groupie. She takes lots of photos and promotes the guys and keeps everyone motivated.
I know that the Russian teams have prevailed in Battle of the Nations since, 2009? What do you think makes them such fierce competitors?
Well, they started a lot earlier. They've been doing this particular sport for about 15 years. They have a much larger pool of combatants, over 1,000 folks in their country doing this. They have schools that are providing training and equipment to their fighters. So the young fighter doesn't have to go buy his own gear, or he gets it at a significant discount from a vendor.
I'm wondering, Jay, this kind of combat has become really popular internationally. It's something you're doing, a growing number of people are doing. I've heard of jousting coming back. Mm-hmm. What do you think it is about this period that people want to evoke? What is it that you're doing when you're fighting?
Well, I think it's a bit of the romantic, a bit of the thought of the time of chivalry and honor. You know, and as we grew up, we read a lot of Victorian era interpretations of what the Middle Ages were like. And it kind of hits home when we look at a lot of the problems in the world, some of the moral issues that the world faces. And when we look at this, this seems to be a much simpler time, much more direct, much more honor-driven, you know, knightly virtues and all of that.
Well, it's Sir Jay Brooks. Don't get hurt out there.
Thank you.
Jay Brooks, or Sir Jay Brooks, is executive officer for the Armored Combat League and Team USA. We do have videos from this year's Battle of the Nations, as well as some photographs of Jay's equipment right here in the Word of Mouth studio. All of that is at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, a dermatologist shares some surprising findings about the benefits of being out in the sun. That's when Word of Mouth continues in just a moment.